All right, the avoda this evening is something which I wanted to raise already for a few weeks, but it's a difficult avoda to focus on because it really affects people in different ways. And just to get down to the point, I think we should spend a little time focusing on kibud av v'em. I don't think it's something we've ever focused on. The reason why it's challenging is because everyone has a different relationship with their parents and different contexts and different stages in life require and can bring about a different set of nisyonos in trying to reach new heights and reach and overcome particular hurdles in this avoda. But we're going to try to make it one size fits all. And I'm open to suggestions as we develop this over the next couple of weeks, Mirtz Hashem, to fine tune it as we've done for other Kabbalas. But I want to take try to focus on two particular aspects of kibud av v'em that I don't think always get attention, and use that as a good starting point to work on what is a very very chomer mitzvah, very very important mitzvah, and a very fundamental mitzvah. I was once at the home of a friend in Chicago, someone who lived near my in-laws, and his name is Rabbi Eisenberg, and his wife, Mrs. Eisenberg, is a daughter of Rav Reuven Feinstein. A very chush of a family, very very chush of a Rav and Rebbetzin, and I was at their home for a kiddush or something like that, and I don't remember what parsha was, but somehow the discussion of the Aseres HaDibros came up, and someone mentioned what we find in a number of Mefarshim, that the two luchos are divided between Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom, and it's a little bit of a question as to what exactly is kibud av v'em doing on the half of the Aseres HaDibros that we would associate more with Bein Adam L'Makom. And Rebbetzin Eisenberg, who was I think in the kitchen at the time, heard the shaila, and she offered her her pshat, and she said maybe we shouldn't define the right side of the luchos as Bein Adam L'Makom. Maybe it would be better, more precise, if we termed it Bein Adam L'Yotro. And I think what she meant is in the same way that Bein Adam L'Makom, there is the Borei Olam, the person, the being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brings into this world, but there's Shlosh Hashut from Adam, and the father and the mother are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of an individual. So in that way, the father and the mother are associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mitzvahs that pertain to them can be listed together with the mitzvahs that pertain to the Baruch Shalom. So I don't think that should be understood simply as, you know, semantics. You know, by changing the word, you have a chap, and now you can add the parents into that half of the luchos. Maybe there's something which gives another dimension to our parents beyond the classic definitions of Hakar Satov that usually fuel discussions of kibud av v'em, and bring it onto a different plane. So we're familiar with a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says if I have to make a choice between saving my father, Chas V'Shalom, he's drowning in the water, and my Rebbe, so then I have to save the Rebbe first because the father brings me into this world, and the Rebbe brings me into the next world. Rav Schachter often tells a story about maybe the Talmud of his. Early on, he went to Toronto for the Chasana, and he was a Masada Gedushin, and he showed up at the person's house on Friday, before Shabbos maybe, I'm not sure exactly when it was, knocked on the door, and he hears calling from upstairs the Chasana's mother. Says, "Is that Rabbi Schachter? Is that the Rebbe who told you that if we were both drowning in the water, you'd have to save him first?" So, you know, not everyone has an easy time taking that in, outside of the halacha context, but you know, I always thought that there is a certain aspect of aviv mevio l'olam haba that gets overlooked, and I'll try to convey it through a true story that happened to me about 15 years ago, a little less. My oldest daughter is 4 months old, and I think it was like the first time that my wife ever left the house without the baby, and I was entrusted, barely, with my daughter for a few hours, and a new father, not exactly sure what was going to happen, but I had my instructions with the bottle and the timing and the nap, and I thought I was good to go. So my daughter was My daughter was pretty small baby, and I was holding her in my arms. And the time came for the bottle, took out the bottle, started feeding to her, smooth as a, whatever, very, very, like clockwork. Baruch Hashem, I was doing what I was supposed to do. She was happy, and I felt very good. And then, once I sort of got the routine going, I started to I opened up my computer and I started responding to some emails. So I had my daughter like cradled in my left arm, and if you do it right, if the baby's not too big, you can sort of like angle the bottle in a way where you can like a football almost, but a drinking football. Okay, so my right hand was free to to type, a little bit awkward, but I was able to respond to some emails while my daughter was in my left hand. So you learn all kinds of new skills as a new father. And then the phone rings. Okay, phone rings. All right, so now I juggling the phone like this, and all still typing, and my daughter's still drinking the bottle on the left hand. And also, I was very proud of myself with this triple play all happening at the same time. And I was talking to my friend, it was someone I hadn't spoken to in a long time, someone very insightful, someone who I've learned a lot from. And after talking for a little while, he says to me, "So what are you doing?" So I said, "Actually, if you'd see me right now, I'm doing a lot. I'm besides talking to you, I'm also had to take care of something on the computer and multitasking my daughter and and feeding her the bottle." And he pauses, silence, and then he says to me, "Wow, you're feeding your daughter. You're demonstrating to your children the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for his children, for Klal Yisrael." And it just like, when he said that, it hit me like a ton of bricks. What an unbelievable perspective. And now he's younger than me. He was probably about 19, 20 at the time, not married, no kids. And just like hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, wow, like all those late nights changing diapers, waking up 4 o'clock in the morning, it all became like this holy mission of raising a child, not simply, l'hachshiro, l'chniso, l'risos avinu, and l'tovar, l'chuplamaisim tovim, but wait a minute. As a parent, I represent the Ribbono shel Olam, right? My kids are going to grow up and they're going to say Avinu Malkeinu. They say Avinu Malkeinu dozens of times, every opportunity, that we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a parent, right? How can a human being possibly have any concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a loving father without real parents who were self-sacrificing and giving and raised their children and poured so much and invested so much into their upbringing, right? So that the child has some sort of mashal, just a mashal of what it means to have a Ribbono shel Olam who relates to us in the same way. Hallo Davaru, right? If a parent doesn't have that in mind, doesn't appreciate, like, when you're doing anything for your child, helping them with the home, whatever you're doing, right? You're relating to the child in a way that gives the child a sense when you call out to Hashem that there's someone who's listening, who loves you, who cares about you, and we develop that connection with Hashem by virtue of the connection we have with our parents. So it means that our parents are also may the osel olam haba, because my shaychus with the Ribbono shel Olam is predicated on the way I understand my own parents and how they related to me. So hopefully we're, every Jewish child has parents who care and love their children, and a young man, young woman can grow into that perspective of his relationship or her relationship with Hashem with that connection in mind that they experienced growing up. So that's all. Just think about that, how much Hakaras HaTov we owe to our parents, forgetting about the tuition and the food and the shelter and the clothing and everything else they gave to us. But have we ever stopped to think about how much our ruchnius, the fact that we're sitting here right now, right? And devoted to being growth oriented and growth minded yidden, right? Where does that come from? It comes from the connection we have, the desire to be closer to the Ribbono shel Olam, which we would have no inkling of, not even a mushel of, if we didn't experience that to some degree in our parents. Even on a secular level, again, that love that a parent exhibits for a child is the foundation of how they can relate to to Hashem, Avinu Shebashamayim. And I don't know, I always thought that was a very, very powerful, powerful thought. and something that if we contemplate, if we consider, but you know, regardless of one's own parenting responsibilities, but as you know, ani kishala atzmi bein adam liyotzro, like Reb Sin Eisenberg said, you know, you can only relate to Hashem if you can relate to your parents. You can only relate to Hashem if you can relate to your parents. That's a very powerful idea. So maybe let's make that the focus for this week. Let's make that the focus this week, realizing and appreciating that not just our gashmis, but our ruchnius is very much the credit and tribute to the way our parents related to us. And therefore, when I call it to Hashem, when something's on my mind, when something's bothering me, or even just on a daily basis, I'm speaking to a parent who I feel is going to be responsive and is going to answer and cares about what's going on in my life. And that is what fuels, or maybe on a subconscious level, our relationship with Hashem. I was going to suggest maybe at the very beginning of the day. I don't think we've ever focused on removing tefillin as a window of time, 30 seconds to a minute. I want to wait till after Rosh Chodesh because taking off your tefillin on Rosh Chodesh is not a good time for contemplation, consideration of Dvarim HaOmdim B'Ruma Shel Olam. But now on Beis Adar, starting tomorrow, for the next week, while we're taking off our tefillin, for that 1 minute, 1 minute and a half, just think about Karsa Tov we owe to our parents in every way, but more so, how much we owe to them our ruchnius, and to think about the fact, reflect on how much Avinu Malkeinu, how can I possibly understand, how can I call out Avinu Malkeinu without knowing what an Av, without knowing what an aim actually is in real life, in my own experiences. Ad kan Rav Osai.